Yo, what's going on? It's the PetroFit Podcast with your host, Petro. And our goal is to help you become the best, strongest man that you can possibly be. Today, we're going to talk about why patience is a virtue and why men need to be more patient. We need to be more stoic. So, I've never been a kind of patient person. I've always been the kind of person that wanted to get things done and wanted to have my things yesterday. I didn't want to wait till tomorrow. For example, this year when I wanted to lose weight, I lost 80 pounds in 4 months just because I didn't want to wait the whole year and a half to get it done. But patience is really important because patience is what keeps you stoic. It's what keeps you grounded. It's what keeps you from making bad decisions. Patience through silence, patience through time really gets you to make the best decision for yourself. It gets you to be strong, it gets your mindset right, and it doesn't matter what you're dealing with, either it be your relationships or your business or your physical goals. Patience and having a vision to where that patience is going to lead will always get you in the best position. We live in a world now where things are way too fast paced. We want, you know, our Amazon order tomorrow. We want food delivered to us. People don't like to marinate. They don't like to be calm. We want everything as soon as possible. And that leads us to a road of pain. That leads us to a road of bad decision making. That leads us to a road of creating bad habits. That leads us to not make the most healthiest path that we can possibly make. So a couple ways patience has made me falter in my life. Let's talk about business first. Having a vision for a man is one of the most important things. You must envision where you are and where you want to be and how that will be a long journey. And I've been a trainer now for 7 years, but I couldn't imagine telling my old self what I knew now and how it took 7 years to get there. But there's no other way around it. If you want to become the best at anything, you have to put in the time and you have to be willing to do it correctly. Because sometimes you try to do too much and then you might overwork yourself or burn out or lose enjoyment of it. So with my business, when I first became a trainer, I wanted to get as many possible clients in my schedule as possible. And that sounds like the right thing to do. But because I didn't have patience, for example, to listen to someone's goals, I instead wanted to just sell them. And so patience sometimes led me to not having the right clients and making the right money. Patience in terms of my body and my physical goals sometimes gets me injured because I want, for example, 3 years ago, I wanted to deadlift 600 pounds. And for a year and a half, all I did was deadlift every single week and try to match my personal record. And so, yeah, I went from 400 to 620 on my deadlift, but then, because I was going so fast, it led me to becoming injured, it led me to having bad form, and it led me to overwork myself and my mind. When it comes to relationships, patience is a vital thing because patience is what I think keeps the relationship sometimes alive. It keeps you from making harsh decisions when times are rough. Patience is there for you when you want to pick a life partner. Patience is there for you when you want an answer to your life. And some of the times when I faltered in my relationship is because I couldn't envision myself waiting to make the right decision or wait for someone to make the right decision. I just wanted it now. And I think we live in a society where people focus so heavily on intimacy. They focus so heavily on materialistic stuff instead of truly learning the craft, truly learning how to do something correctly. And we just don't get taught that it will take some time to get to a point where you do things optimally, wholesomely, and you'll get the best out of it. Because sometimes patience, you won't see the hard work and the time it takes to get something. You know, if you're looking at major league sports, these athletes are working for 20, 25 years towards chasing a championship. And so imagine all that patience for 20 years on putting the work in every single day and out. And even then, sometimes it doesn't work out. So how do we expect to see results when we're putting in the work, but we're not patient for it? Another thing about patience for me is trust in God. Trust that God has a plan for you, and how that plan isn't just laid out on the table for you to see. It takes patience, and it takes you to becoming stoic and simple for you to trust in the process. Because you may feel like you're down, or you may feel like there's not enough money in your life, or you may feel like it's taking too long. But if you truly believe that, based on who you are, your vision, your work ethic, and you believe those things will lead you down to a road where you become successful, not even the first, second, or third time attempting it, that patience is worth more than the result of the patience. It's way more important, the journey, than it is having the reward, because you can have the reward easily, quickly. You can have that nice car very quickly. You can, you know, go and lease a car now for $2,000 down and pay $700 a month, or you can be patient and save enough money so that way you're not in debt. Patience is definitely a virtue, because it teaches you how to become a better man. It's not a manly thing to want things very quickly, very suddenly. In business, it's important that you work on your speed and you make decisions precisely and quickly. But then there's a flip side to that, where you need to make conscious decisions for your team, for yourself, for your loved ones, that may take some time for you to marinate on. And I'm sure a lot of you guys have worked on, or have the experience of, where being impatient made you have the wrong decision, made you have the wrong path, and how eventually that led you to have more hurt. Another thing about patience is that, because we live in a society where everybody's ultra caffeinated, everybody's overstimulated, everybody's swiping on the next app, the next story on Instagram, we don't just sit and think and let the boredom give us our creativity. So patience for me has been something I've been continuously working on, because it seems to me that the more easy, simple, calm, reflective I am, the easier it is for me to do it in the long term. It's really hard to work out, you know, for 3 hours a day and crushing your goals, and do that continuously and not building that lifestyle of doing things and getting better by 1% every single day. Like I said, we all live in a spot in time where We want things yesterday, not tomorrow, and not next week, and not next year. But everything that's worth getting is worth waiting for. So I hope I could help you with some of these concepts and how patience and slowness has really morphed to who I am and who I will become. Talk to you soon.